AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. California Senator Dianne Feinstein thinks Hillary Clinton needs to fully explain her email situation while she was Secretary of State.
I think that she needs to step up and come out and state exactly what the situation is.
Feinstein was on NBC's Meet the Press. Clinton used a private, non-government account when she was Secretary of State. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says those emails may have important information for Clinton's opponents.
Did she communicate on behalf of the Clinton Foundation as Secretary of State?
Right.
Did she call the terrorist attack in Benghazi a terrorist attack in real time?
Graham was on NBC's Meet the Press. President Obama says he is prepared for whatever comes out of nuclear talks with Iran.
If there's no deal, then we walk away.
The president told CBS News any agreement must allow Western powers to verify Iran isn't trying to get an atomic weapon. Talks continue in 1 week. A court in Russia today charged two men in the killing of opposition politician Boris Nemtsov. Three other suspects remain in jail. No decision has been made whether to file charges against them. Today, Selma, Alabama paid tribute to the late President Lyndon Johnson. He signed the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Today is the 50th anniversary of the clash in Selma between police and civil rights marchers that helped speed up support for the law. In 2015, in his interview with CBS, President Obama said many people don't have a problem getting an ID to vote now until they find out how much it may cost.
In some jurisdictions, getting a voter ID might cost $75, $100, $150.
Obama says the government needs to revitalize Voting Rights Act to police ballot box discrimination. Austria's foreign minister says it has been unable to contact nine foreigners working for oil service company who was kidnapped by Islamic State militants. This is AP Radio News. A man who spent the night on the roof of the British Parliament building is in custody.
As Big Ben chimed the quarter hour nearby, a man wandered the roof of the Palace of Westminster, the neo-Gothic building that serves as the seat of Parliament in Britain. For at least 8 hours, he moved back and forth, climbing up and down the odd ladder, gazing out at the River Thames, noting the emergency vehicles down below. Unlike previous roof climbers here, he displayed no flag of protest and seemingly no threat. He climbed down around 5 a.m. and was taken into custody by police on suspicion of criminal damage and trespassing. Kyle McKinnon, London.
The story of a Renaissance robot, Chappie, is the number one movie this weekend at the box office.
Do you realize you just came to the CEO of a publicly traded weapons corporation and pitched a robot that can write poems?
Will Smith's Focus dropped to second place on a slow weekend at theaters. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.